Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul.
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
All right, everybody, how you doing? It's Joseph Gibson, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which you live in today. And I've invited a lot of people on the program here. I told them, okay, you guys been bothering me every Thursday. I don't do a show. My phone blows up.
No show tonight? No show? Oh, you having a show tonight?
Well, where the hell are you, everybody? I don't see you on my call screen. I don't see you. Where the hell are you? And don't damn calling me with these stupid honorable high chief Joseph, brother of the revolution. Now, all these stupid messages I get. Nonsense. My name is Joe. Okay? I'm not honorable high chief this, that, and honorable noble and this and that. All right?
The People's Revolution. The People's Revolution.
There's another one there. Where are you at tonight? Where are you? I don't see you on my call screen. Mr. People's Revolution. You know? This is what I get. You know? When I don't do a show...
You having a show tonight?
Listen, man.
Go to blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson.
You're all staring at your cell phones every day, 24 hours a day, okay? Don't bother me if I'm not having a freaking radio show, all right? I got crap going on in my life just like you do, all right? And I invited numerous people onto the program here, and where are they? Where are they? Everyone's so damn busy, and then when I do a show, you know, when I don't do a show, they're not busy. It's like I can't win, all right? The thing of it is, I do a show Thursdays at 6 p.m. I used to do a show on Sundays and Thursdays, and I got rid of the Sundays, and now I just do Thursdays whenever I freaking can, all right? Period. End of story. And I advertise it, and I gave everyone notice. Whether or not I was going to have a show or not, this I gave everyone plenty of notice. So I don't need text messages. I don't need people blowing up my phone with nonsense. You know, I just don't need that. All right? And what I'm saying is this, okay? I try to help people out. I give you a voice out there to talk. I give you a voice to talk on Blog Talk Radio, where I've got thousands of followers that want to hear what you have to say. But if you're going to tell me you're going to be here on Thursday and you don't show up, and I try to, and I advertise you, you better show up. I don't want to hear you got a flat tire 5 times. I don't want to hear your grandmother died 5 times. I don't want to hear your mother died twice. I don't want to hear all the lame excuses. We're going to do a show. We're going to do it. Okay? Knock it off. I know we live in the end times. I know that. I know that nobody can tell the truth anymore. Everything's a big, fat, freaking lie. I know that. You know that. If you don't, you're denying it. And for goodness sake, let's talk about what's going on here, understanding the times in which you live in today. You got a family member out there that, you know, that's addicted to drugs, that's sick in the head, that needs help. What do you do to save that family member? How do you save that family member? Has anyone got any advice out there? You got any advice? Okay? Because there's no governmental programs out there to help. I want you to know that right now. There's none. Especially if you don't have insurance. Okay? So I don't care what Channel 2 News says. I don't care what CNN says. And I don't care what Donald Trump says. And I don't care what your next door neighbor says. The fact of the matter is that there's nobody out there to help anybody, and only thing that's out there is a prison cell. They got plenty of beds for prison, don't they? Ho-ho-ho! But they don't have plenty of beds for drug addicts who are seeking help, do they? Isn't that a catch-22, folks? Huh? They got plenty of CPS courts. They got a lot of courts and a lot of people ready to take children away from their parents. They got that, don't they? We've analyzed that on this radio program several times, haven't we? They got that. But what about if you need help? There's no programs out there, and I don't want to hear that crap. Well, this organization helped me out and blah, blah. Yeah, you may be one, but I'm talking about in the majority of things and in the masses. I'm not talking about one instance where someone got saved, just like insurance. Oh, well, my insurance company paid me. They paid for everything. Yeah, you're one out of 10,000, okay? That doesn't make it right. So I don't want to hear that crap. And I don't want to hear about your tax dollars going here and going there because you don't have any tax dollars. The Federal Reserve prints the money, all right? It's fake money. It's baloney. It's nonsense. Oh, boy, I got a lot here to say here tonight, but you know what I want to really do is I want to listen to what other people have to say. And remember, all of you remain anonymous. There is nobody here that get their phone number. Your phone number is not going to be broadcast across the internet, and nobody, and I don't know who the hell you are. I've got a couple thousand people that hit on this radio show, you know? At each time. So if you press 1, then you could talk, and I'll see your number pop up on my screen. And we got a bunch of people here now that want to talk. So we'll just go with the first one right now, and this is going to be my area. It'll be area code 336, so and we'll go down the line from there. 336, go ahead, 817, area code 3. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's everybody doing? Yeah, I didn't make it to last show because my pet rock died. But I'm here this time, and as far as people getting help, the problem with a lot of these things that the people seeking help for drug problems stuff, they go to these clinics, and the clinics just pass them out more drugs. I mean, they give them drugs to replace their drugs, and then what happens? You still stay addicted to something. Sorry to say, but lots of times once these people start to go down this rabbit hole of they get so far gone, sometimes there is no coming back. You can only hope. And it's not the government's job to fix the problem. I think it's more or less up to the person themselves and the family to the family directly involved to keep it going, you know, to put the pressure on. And that's more or less, I think, you know, everybody wants the government out of their lives. Well, if you want the government out of your lives, you don't want the government. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, the government needs to do this, the government needs to do that to help me. It don't work like that. I mean, it's that's like a typical liberal thought, you know. They don't want they want their cake and
well, that's
eat
the
it
progressive
too,
thought. Yeah, that's hang on, that's the progressive thought. Yeah, where the government could solve all our problems. You're absolutely correct.
And
if we don't want the government on our, I mean, we want the government in our lives, but when they knock on our door, it's like, get out of my business, you know. So
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants a handout. Then when it's time, they don't want to do nothing else. You know, like I said, they want their cake in bed and they want to eat it too. They don't even want to get out of bed. You better slice it for them. But it's just the way it is.
All right. Well, you got a lot of background noise.
Listen,
I just want to let you know. Hang on. You got a lot of background noise there. I just want to let you know that. So just any
background
noise,
noise
we're hearing
though.
It. Yeah. All right, well, you're cooking, we can hear it.
Cooking. Yeah, I'm cooking Leroy's Chef Boyardee.
All right, well, anyway, we got a number of other callers, so what do you want to talk about? The shooting real quick?
I'm going to mute myself. Yeah, all right.
Go ahead and mute yourself.
Another shooting.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you got any details on it yet, because it just happened a few hours ago, I guess. You know, somebody broke out with a fully automatic 12-gauge shotgun or something and went to town. So I think, you know, it's just going to progress their complete weapons ban even farther. Now they're not using semi-automatic AK-47s. They're using shotguns, you know, probably pump-action shotguns or whatever. So that now the agenda is not going to be just assault rifles. It's going to be all weapons they're going to want to ban, because the past couple shootings have been done with a shotgun or you know, a smaller caliber rifle. So it's just going to further push their agenda. And, you know, I'll believe their agenda and I'll go along with it once all their guards, you know, when they're going out to restaurants and everything, drop their guns. And until then, I'm going to keep mine. But that's about it.
All right,
get back to your show. I'm going to finish cooking in the kitchen.
All right, thank you. All right, yeah. And I'll go ahead and mute your number real quick. And, yeah, everyone, when you call in, you got to remember background noise. It disrupts the program. I mean, I understand everyone's busy and they're doing what they got to do. But, you know, what happened to the days when you used to sit on the bench and talk on that phone and, you know, everyone's got a cell phone now. They're driving. They're doing this. They're flying airplanes, talking on their cell phone. So, you know, background noise. Anyway, we got a few people here that want to call in, and I see area code 302. You'll be next after 478. Area code 478. Go ahead. I don't know who this is. So, 478, welcome to the program. Can't hear you. 478.
Yeah.
Can't hear you, 478.
Yeah, I wanted to know what's the name of this Blog Talk Radio show? Somebody gave me the number. I'm listening, but what's the name of the Blog Talk Radio show that I'm listening to?
Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today.
Okay, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today.
That's correct.
Okay, so
that's correct.
Okay,
and I'll give you the show link. And if you want the link to the show, it's blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. So what's on your mind? You got something you want to talk about?
I'm on the Blog Talk Radio website, but I have to get the show. Understanding the Times that We Live In Today.
Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today. That's correct. That's the name of the program, sir.
Okay. Well, hello, that's my little grandbaby here. It's time for him to eat.
All right. I understand. All right. Well, thank you. I hope you continue listening. If you got something to say, you just press 1, okay? Thank you very much. And then let's go to a private caller here. What are we getting into here tonight, guys? I don't know. All right. Private caller, and then 302, you're next after that. Private caller, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mike.
Yes, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing there, Joe and everybody? The last caller there brought up that shooting that just happened, and I guess 5 are dead, and there are half a dozen or so injured, and he's right. He used some sort of sawed-off shotgun or something. But the cops were there within 60 seconds, and all I can say is God bless that. And other than that, I'm glad to hear you back.
Well, that's good. This is Mike out in Wisconsin. Everybody is supporting the program. That's good. And Mike, I want you to remain on the line here. I want to get to another caller that's been waiting, and I know you know who this is. I think this is Mandelicon, so we already know what he's going to bring to the program here. But let's give him a chance. Everyone gets a chance on this program. So, Mandelicon, yes, area code 302. Welcome to the program again, as usual. How you doing?
Okay, Joe Gibson. I like your segue when you said you know what I'm going to say. That's not true. Understanding the sign of the times in which we live, there's a plethora of new callers on your board tonight because of my commercial from the mighty matriarch in the pain. There's a plethora of the enemy of my people, Tyrone Thompson and Talk Real Solutions, listening now. And I'm putting that forth because I am the one and only chosen S-U-N of the matriarch. You represent the Confederate flag. Tyrone Thompson represents the red, white, and blue. I'm not of that ilk, but you are more revolutionary than most of the so-called black BTRs in this country. Why? Because you have allowed a wretch like me freedom of speech and freedom of expression when, after 6 years, the producer of Tyrone Thompson and his superclocks, they won't allow me that access, but it doesn't matter. What matters is understanding the sign of the times in which we live. And here is why your program is so important. There are 10,000 BTRs in this country, but they won't be seen or heard on radio and TV under the FCC. Why is Blog Talk Radio so important? Because if we listen to the radio and TV, my wretched ass won't be able to interact on FCC. And we get the blues or the news every single day. And no matter if we black, brown, red, yellow, white, old, young, gay, straight, like if we watch radio and listen to, if we listen to radio or TV, we won't be able to interact. But isn't it extraordinary that on BTR, we never seen, touch, taste, or smell each other, but we can interact and exchange information? That's extraordinary. That's extraordinary, Joe. So I'm saying that because at 9 p.m. is blues night, as I call it, on TRS, and there will be a plethora, Tyrone Thompson, all your minions, of new people want to respond to the news, understanding the sign of the times in which we live. And what I am
Hang on, Mandelicon, let me ask you. So Tyrone Thompson and his Talk Real Stupid show, I haven't tuned in lately. Is he still on the air, this guy? Is he still blabbing his fat trap?
Let me say this to you, Joe Gibson. After 6 years, he's still on the air, and they come on 7 days a week. They have a chat room all day. They have a live feed 7 days a week. And they have overtime 7 days a week until the wee hours of the morning. But they are worse than the Ku Klux Klan. I have the power to destroy this class, but I will
You're
not
right.
Do it.
They sure are.
Tyrone Thompson, Tyrone Thompson of Talk Real Shitty is the Black Klux Klan, as he allowed his super crocs to attack my mother, my family, my daughters, and I told him, you are in my crosshairs, just like Joe Gibson. Joe Gibson is in my crosshairs, but Joe Gibson is with the People's Revolution, and he might look like he's white, and you, Tyrone, might look like you're black, but you are a veteran, along with Sarge, and you are going all over the world bombing and killing black and African people. And even though you say that Talk Real Solutions is here to talk about black people's affairs, that's a goddamn lie. Now, let me put it in perspective, Joe. The People's Revolution to overturn a rotten, filthy social system of the tyrants that's upside down the People's Revolution is not all black and it's not all men. Remember, the genesis of this country, there was a revolution. Remember the revolution against the mother, England, the mother country? And blacks and whites participated in overturning England's oligarch. Black and white people under the Confederate flag, and then the red, white, and blue won. But the problem is the sovereignty and integrity and dignity of the independence of the constitutions of the other nations.
That's right. And hang on, Mandela, I just want to let the other callers know, be patient. I see 336 just says, we will get to you. We will get to you. There's plenty of time left on the program. So everyone just be patient, please. Go ahead, Mandela Khan. Finish up your point, please.
Okay, let me put this point. I want everyone under the Creator, which is Mother Goddess. She made every man and woman under this thing called Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Muslims, and Christians, under the Bible, Torah, and the Quran. There would be no black man or white man without her. I want y'all to lay the Constitution of the United States of America, the first one or the second one. There were two of them. One was 1 year, and then 11 years later, another Constitution came in. But I want y'all to lay this out right now, based on omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, understanding the signs in which we live on the ground. The eagle. There is no nation in the Americas, north, south, and central, that trespasses and violates every other nation's constitution. The only nation in the Americas that does this genocide and treachery is called the United States of America. That's extraordinary of a revelation that I can bring to you right now, because when you talk about the Constitution, if you do not honor other nations' constitutions, if you in America, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent eagle, if you do not honor the constitutions of other nations, then your constitution must be thrown in the trash, because there is no freedom, justice, and independence based on your power of guns, weapons. Okay, so I'm going to rest the case right there, and I'll wait for a few more people. And go. There's a plethora of new people on the lines, and they're trying to figure this stuff out. None of us are right until we have freedom, justice, and total independence. That's why I invited new people tonight and new people on Talk Real Shit.
Well, I don't see too many of them trying to get in. I don't see too many of them trying to get in here. I see a few people in the chat room, but,
okay.
You know.
They're not trying to get in,
you know,
because they're trying to understand.
I will connect them, and I will give
everybody
a chance to speak if they get on.
Which one? If you love your own family. To save your own family.
Yeah, they need to push one.
And speak to my brother, Joe Gibson. Much love, much respect, Joe.
Yeah.
I rest their case.
But anyway, all right, good. And you know, the show is not over. So anyway, but we're talking about several different issues here. So we'll go ahead. And Mandelicon, maybe you need to contact these people, because I don't see them on my line, phone lines at all. But I'll give them a chance to talk. You need to contact them, maybe hang up and call them. We still got an hour and 30 minutes left to the program, so I'll give them a chance to talk. Hey, you know that. But let's go with, so go ahead, you do that, and I'll give them a chance. I got another caller here, 336-235. Go ahead, if I can connect you. Go ahead, there you are. Go ahead. Welcome to the program, Deborah Lewis.
Hey, I thought this program was going to be, you know, about the government or what we're supposed to be doing for drug addiction and how people are supposed to get help if they can't get any help. It's kind of frustrating. You know, I mean, where are you supposed to go?
I don't know.
That's why I was kind of hoping that's what your show was going to, and there'll be some suggestions on things.
Well, there's not really. I mean, who can we call? Does anyone have any phone numbers that we can call to get answers? I mean, you know, we just can't do a show on a Women of Prayer.
No,
I would need places to call and put them on the spot. You know, who are these institutions that you want answers from? You know, I can call them live on my program and find out what the hell's going on and whatnot. But you got to remember, the person that you're trying to seek here to get help has to want to receive the help anyway. And so if a person does not want to receive help, it doesn't matter what you do or say. If they're not going to do it and they're not going to help themselves, there's only three places that a person can go. And that's called prison, institutions or the casket. And simple as that. And that's why I kind of wanted to bring Dr. Peter Ventura in tonight, because he's helped a lot of people here. And, and what I'm trying to say is that, you know, a different location, a different place to be maybe could help. I don't know. I would need phone numbers to call to contact people live on the radio program. I'm not a magician here, so if you were to if you were to send them to me, the institutions that you're working with now, if you were to send them to me on Facebook, I would be able to call them for you live on the air and ask them what the hell's going on. Why? I would put them on the spot. I would say, well, how does a person get saved? How does a person get cleaned up? Tell me something. What does a person do to get help in the state of North Carolina? Give me a goddamn answer. You know, that's what I would say.
Hey, Joe.
You know?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, if I may, let me say something to Deborah Lewis, because she raised a great point. And we have to be honest about this. Let's talk about heroin. The government says that they got Suboxone and methadone. But Mendelikon is going to tell you all about Ibogaine. Ibogaine will make a person who's pharmaceutically addicted. Ibogaine is from the iboga plant. The government and the legislature don't want to tell you about this. I'll tell you why. Because the pharmaceuticals and the government are working hand in hand. If you look at this good heroin, you know, remember they call it Mexican tar? Mexican tar can't compare to this war on terrorism, though. If you look at the people in the country today, under this heroin, after Osama bin Laden, Afghanistan, the poppy seeds that the American government controls now.
Oh, Mendelikon. Hang on, Mendelikon. You bring up an awesome point. Isn't that interesting that the opioid crisis began after bin Laden? Isn't that interesting?
Okay.
What's
because
in Afghanistan, Mendelikon? Poppy seeds.
Well, because the White House is the White House, and Uncle Sam and the pharmaceuticals are the pussy man. Do you realize that? I don't want to get between black and white, but I want y'all to see what I'm talking about. If you look at the good white people who, after their veteran father, cousin, or whatever went over in Afghanistan, can you look at the white people who's like zombies, the walking dead because of this good war on terrorism, poppy seeds? Uncle Sam controls that. The pharmaceuticals control that. And they don't have a cure because they want to give you methadone and Suboxone. Methadone and Suboxone is not Ibogaine. Methadone and Suboxone is worse than the heroin. And the pharmaceuticals.
Now that's true.
And the government both control that.
Right, it's a money.
Well, like I said,
one drug for another.
Well, that's right. And if I had phone numbers, hang on. If I had phone numbers I can call here tonight, I would do that live on the air and make people look embarrassed because, the media is power. And, you know, you see all these local news media stations that are controlled by the FCC, like Mendelikon said, and they're going to dance like puppets. Yeah, there's help out there. Call this number. Yeah. And you call them and you don't get shit in return. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, so I don't know what you want to add here, but I want to give, I know Mendelikon don't want me calling this person, but I don't know if he does or he doesn't, but I want to
yes,
call
I
Dr.
Do.
Peter Ventura.
Yes, yes, I do.
Can you mute me, Joe, because I'm actually driving.
Yeah, I can mute you, and if you can get phone numbers for me to call, then you need to do that. So other than that,
I know there's not going to be anybody there now. They all go out.
Oh, whoa! What are you talking about? Drug addicts don't work from 8 to 4. You know?
Let's test the legislature. Let's test everybody who want to test us, and I promise you, they're under barbiturates, heroin, amphetamines, and tranquilizers. Let's test the testers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, let me go ahead and mute her. I'll mute her real quick, and then I'll connect her back, and she can continue listening. But let me see if Dr. Peter Vittura, maybe he can give us some insight on this, and maybe other people out there want to also. And there's a whole host of other issues here I'd like to talk about here tonight. And, of course, I invited many, many people onto the program. And, of course, they're not here. Where are they? Where's Meriden, Connecticut at? Meriden, Connecticut, where are you? I mean, what's going on here? You know, so anyway, don't know. Let's see here. Can't be sleeping. I mean, come on. How much sleep does a person need? I mean, come on.
Hello?
You know, everyone's always tired. Hey, Dr. Peter Ventura, how you doing? Joseph Gibson here. We're live on the radio show here tonight, and we're talking about powerful issues. And one of the issues is the opioid crisis here we have where people are in chains. And there's no help out there for people. Do you agree with that or not? Because I don't see, because we had Deborah Lewis on the phone line here tonight who said she's trying to help a family member. We're not going to give names out. We're not going to talk about personal information, but trying to help a family member, and there's no help. She cannot find help anywhere. There's no help for anyone to get anywhere. And what I'm asking you, Dr. Peter Ventura, out there in San Diego, California, what's your opinion and what advice would you give to Deborah Lewis?
Well, what I think is,
and I'm waiting. Are you there? Hello? I may have lost him. He said what I think is, and I lost him. Hello? Dr. Ventura? Oh, boy. All right. I may have lost him. Let me call him back. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody's got their cell phone up their ass. That's the problem. You know? And we can't get a clear signal, maybe. That's why. You know? Come on, now. I mean, I know we're not disconnected, are we? All right, come on. Dr. Ventura, answer again. Is anyone out there right now? Mandelicon, you still there?
Absolutely.
All right, good. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't cut off here. Oh, boy. You know, this is crazy. Problem is everyone's driving around. They got these cell phones, and it's like, you know, what happened to the day when you sat in the chair and you picked up the phone and you talked to somebody, you know, and sat still for a minute? You know, you just can't do that anymore. All right, he's not answering back. I don't know. He always has a problem connecting to this show. I always notice that, you know. All right, he's not going to be able to connect. I can see that coming. All right. Oh, come on now. All right, let me cancel that call. Call was not answered. Okay, let me get that off the line here. He's still on my line. Dr. Ventura, are you there? Hello? Hello? All right, we lost him. I don't know. He probably had money on the other line. You know, Baptist preachers. He may have had a big donation on the other line. Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, what Deborah Lewis was saying here, you know, with this opioid crisis, and this is what you get. This is what you get. This was a good example of what you get, was I not? I'm calling a pastor of a church to ask him about help, trying to help people here with opioid addiction. And I'm at, and this is what you get. Click. You know, this is what you get. And this is when you call these institutions, you get the same runaround. There's no help out there for anyone. The only help you got is like I said in the beginning, they got plenty of prison beds. They got plenty of those, don't they, folks? They got plenty of those. They got plenty of court docket numbers. They got plenty of prosecutors in the courthouses, don't they? They got plenty of police officers to put handcuffs on your back, don't they? But when you want help, when you want to change, when you are seeking help, or when others are seeking help for another individual, you are going to run into a brick wall. because that's what our system is designed to do. It's an evil system. It's a corrupt system. It has been that way since the Federal Reserve Bank took over in the year 1910. It was enacted in 1913, but they took over in 1910. They had to sink the Titanic with all the Astors and all the other bankers first. Oh, you don't know about that, do you, folks? You want to know about the truth? Many of you don't know about the truth. That's the problem. All right, anyone else who wants to chip in here tonight? I still see Dr. Ventura on my phone line. I don't know if he's going to answer or not. Dr. Ventura, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Dr. Ventura? Hello? Okay. All right, I can hear him. I know he must be listening. Dr. Peter Ventura. All right. Okay. All right, that's what I get. All right. All right, well, I'm going to tell you what right now. This is what we're going to do here. We're going to scroll down here and let's see here. We've got, all right, well, I don't have anyone else on the phone line here tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to reach out one more time to Dr. Peter Ventura to start something, a conversation here. And if not, then I'm going to go ahead and give someone else the floor. See what happens here. Maybe he'll answer now. We'll see. All right. And this is what I get, actually. All right. Hello? It could be our system here. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I know he's got some multiple lines on his phone system, so. I just don't understand why I always have so many problems connecting with Dr. Ventura. Why is that? Everyone else I don't have a problem with. Only him I have a problem with. Hello? Are you there? Hello? All right. Place him in the screening room. Okay, there we go. Place him in the screening room. All right. Yes, are you there? Dr. Ventura, are you there? All right, he's wasting my show time here. Dr. Ventura, okay. You there or not? All right, he's not there. All right, go ahead, Mandelicon. He's playing games. He's playing games. Go ahead. I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mandelicon. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Let's do a monologue, not a dialogue.
There you go.
Until you're ready, or other people push one, and I'm urging everyone who's listening, on behalf of your family, push one and speak. Other than that,
They won't. They won't. That's the problem.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay, Joe, because they are in shock, and they're trying to figure this thing out. Let's help them remember, okay? Me and you. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay. Your program is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live. It's not African language. It's not German. It's not Spanish. It's English. Now, from the children to the old folks, the topic is understanding the times in which we live. And I know that each and every one of you, you are in today's times, and I see you on social media. You have so much to say. I see you in your chat rooms. I see you on your blog talks. You got a whole bunch of things to say.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting, Mandelicon? Everyone's got something to say on their Facebook page, don't they? They got so much to say behind the scenes. But you put them on a radio show and they shit on themselves, basically.
Well,
you know, they piss on themselves. You know?
Here's what it is. They know that their assignment, their itinerary from birth, it was not here to overturn a rotten, filthy social system. But you and I can help them remember, because it's not a big I or a little U. This is a heavy, heavy burden. And the more hands on it lightens the load for everyone. And because everyone is fed with the weapons of mass distraction, radio and TV, this is summertime. People at the beach, They had Great Adventure, Animal World, Orlando, you know, Magic Mountain.
Sure.
Barbecue.
Sure.
They're doing a, you know, they out
there. Sure. They're having a good old time.
They had the park. They trying to do everything they can to make themselves happy. But the problem is that engagement lasts less than a day. After that fantasy of Great Adventure, trying to make yourself happy, you got to come right back to the times in which we live in your county, city, state, and your municipality. You don't be at Great Adventure and barbecue every day. You have to deal with your neighbors, your community, your municipality, as you call community, you know, common unity. We have to come back to that. So people are looking for a way out, but they're trying to satisfy themselves by shiny stuff. What feels good right now for the micro. But when it comes to the macro, the real issue, people has just forgot. They only forgot. That's all. But we're here to help them remember, because we all suffer the same in the times in which we live. Right, Joe?
That's right. Anyway, listen, hang on. I got a couple of people that gave me some phone numbers here for drug recovery centers, and I'm going to call them and see what I get for answers here. And I hope Deborah Lewis is still listening here. We'll see what happens, what I get here. She might not. She may have hung up. That's fine. Let's dial and see what we get here. Maybe not. All right, let me cancel that real quick. Let me re-scroll it out and see what I can get here. All right, let's see here. Dial. See what I get. Like the individual said, it's a scam. The number's a scam. But hang on. He gave me another number here. So I want to call these people live. I want to get them on the show live. And, you know, let's cancel out this.
You don't
here.
Mean the
All right, let me go back.
9 to 5. After 5, they're gone, Joe.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, hang on here. I got another number here. Let's try this one. It's a 1-800 number. Shirley. All right. Shirley. All right, let's try Leroy Dickinson. Call that. Okay, Leroy, I will. Let's see here. Hang on. If I can, hang on here. There we go. I got to copy and paste it. There we go. Copy. Boop. All right. Let me bring it up here to my screen here, and I'll call that person. Let's see there. All right. Let's see here. Let's call this Leroy and see what Leroy Dickinson is asking me to call a certain number. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know where Deborah Lewis went, but we're doing what she wanted, and, of course, this is what you get. People are so goddamn busy, they can't stay on the phone for more than 10 minutes. You know? Cancel that. You know? I mean, come on now. We're doing what you asked. Stay on the damn phone line. All right. There we go. Let's get rid of that number. All right. Let's see. We'll paste that number now. Paste it there. Boom. All right, Leroy, I'm calling that number. Let's see what we get here. Nothing. It hung up on me. Call failed. Was not answered. So it was a fake number, Leroy. Hate to break it to you. It was a fake number. So a number didn't exist. It says call failed. I don't know if that's Blog Talk or not, but so I don't know. I don't know. Let's see here. Let's go back here down the line here. Bah, 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 bah. All right, maybe a private caller here has something he wants to say. Go ahead, private caller. Go ahead. Private caller, is that you, Mike? You got something you want to say real quick?
Yeah, that is me. I was thinking maybe we should take up a collection, and then Peter might give you a call.
I know, right? He knows I'm trying to get a hold of him. You know, the little Baptist preacher he is. Oh, don't worry, I'll chew his ass out for this. You know, oh, don't you worry, I will. You know, he knows we're trying to get a hold of him. You know, shame on him. You know what it is? He's got money on the other line. Look, the guy's trying to make a living. I'm going to give him credit, but he's doing it. But he's criticizing everyone else while he's doing it, you know? And I'm not going to get into a big spiel about this, but because I've already criticized him many times, you know? But this is what preachers do out there. This is what these Sunday preachers do. They should be ashamed of themselves. And that's what the Bible says in the end times. All of them need to be ashamed of themselves, especially the 501c3 jerks that are out there. Those 501c3 phonies. And remember, Mike, if you remember, when I was on the Sound Doctrine show, I exposed 501c3. That was like, what, 3 years ago I was on that show? And I exposed them. You know, and they had no answers for me. You remember, Mike? They could never give me an answer. Never. Oh, well, I got to cooperate with the government. But that's not, wait a second here. 501c3 says you're supposed to support homosexuality. The Bible says you're not supposed to support homosexuality. So what's the deal here, buddy? You know, so you remember how I went after them. I went after them wholeheartedly, and they never could get an answer. Just like the rapture. They could never give me an answer about the rapture. I called them out many times about it. They could never, ever give me a straight answer. And I, you know, and what it is that if you're not a part of the good old boys convention, then you can't be a 501c3. And you can't make money. And you know what? I don't think a pastor should be paid a salary. I don't think you should. Jesus wasn't paid a salary. Was Jesus paid 25 grand a year to walk around Israel to save? Was he? I mean, you know. What's going on here, Mike? You know? Come on, talk to me here.
My church in Connecticut, the father used to get a brand new Cadillac every single year. And they had their own carnival. I mean, a big carnival.
Yeah, you remember that? Then, they used to have their own carnival. You know, $20,000 Ferris wheels. What the hell? And meanwhile, you got people in your own church with their electricity being shut off. Shame on you. Shame on you, Pastor. Shame on you. You know, they're driving, you know, walking around in suit and ties and everything. Suit and ties, you know. Oh, look at, you know, they look like a bunch of jackasses, if you ask me. It's 100 degrees out, and they're walking around in a suit and tie, you know. Well, Jesus said, come in your best. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. You know, knock it off.
I'd like to wish my brother a happy vacation down in Florida. I hope he has a good time and enjoys himself.
I don't think he's in Florida, Mike. I don't think he's in Florida, but I don't know where he is, but I don't think he's in Florida. So that's, I don't know, if you want to wish him a happy, who's your brother in Florida that you're wishing a happy birthday? Because my father's birthday is in January. So who are you talking to?
No, I'm not wishing him a happy birthday. I'm sorry. I'm wishing him a happy vacation. Did I say birthday?
Oh my God. Yes, you did. You said birthday. That's why I'm saying his birthday's in January. Anyway, how's Darren doing? How's your brother Darren doing? How's he doing? Has he killed himself yet?
Matter of fact, he called me about a week ago. He's still living on the street, sleeps in ditches.
Yep.
And
poor him.
Yep,
yeah. Well, he shouldn't have killed his mother, Mike. He shouldn't have killed his mother and sold everything she had and ran up her credit cards, you know. And he shouldn't have done what he did, so he's reaping what he sowed. What goes around comes around in life, you know. And mommy's not living on another plane somewhere, okay. She's not in a higher plane. She either went to heaven or hell, simple as that, okay. But anyway, that's a different conversation. Hey, listen, I don't know who's out there right now wanting to call in, but the phone number is 657-383-0616. I got Mike from Wisconsin right now on the line, and I think maybe Leroy might want to jump back in. I don't know. I think he hung up and wanted to get back in here. He can, of course, he's welcome, because we lost our topic here for tonight, and a lot of people that were supposed to call in did not. So go ahead, Leroy.
I didn't hang up.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Again, silly. Yeah.
All right, go ahead. I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just doing a little research, and yeah, in the years 2011 to 2013 alone, heroin and opioid abuse increased 62.5%. That is an amazing number, actually. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's probably
isn't
going
it?
Up
wow.
more. it's probably gone up even more since then. But I tell you, you know, I believe in helping people out when they need help. I really do. I mean, I was in Long Island.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I'm over. And I was coming back down. I was in the bottom side of Pennsylvania, I believe. And I was curious to see me with me listen to him and the truckers yap and everything else. And there was one guy saying it was broke down on the side of the road. He needed somebody to help hold it so he get his belt on in a motorhome. Nobody would stop. And he's on the side of 81 now. 18-wheelers going by about blowing the motorhome over and everything. So I see it up ahead. I pull over, and it took me literally 60 seconds to get out of the vehicle, go over there, hold the tensioner down so he slipped the belt on. You know, it's just sometimes you
really?
Get out of your way.
Wow.
And yeah. Now, I wasn't stupid. I parked in front of the motorhome because I wanted to come back home. you know how crazy people drive. But, you know, it just took 60 seconds. Anybody could have stopped and held that wrench for that guy for 60 seconds. And he was stuck there for 45 minutes begging for help on the radio, and nobody would help him. So I took it upon myself to do it. And
well, karma.
Good
karma.
Last month.
Karma.
Yeah.
That's right. Karma.
Yeah,
everything goes, you know, what goes around comes around. You got
to
know that. Listen, what goes around comes around. And I'm sure no one can deny that, you know.
I said this before. Have you ever watched that movie Leap of Faith with Steve Martin? I think it's Steve Martin in it.
No, I haven't.
You need to watch that. You'll probably get a kick out of it. It's an older movie from the early 90s, I think. But, you know, he's a pastor. Goes around all these different things, setting up the tents and stuff like y'all was just talking about. And it comes back to bite him in the ass at the end. But it's funny.
Really?
It's comedy, too. So, yeah, but it shows how these pastors go around different towns. And it's a whole – like you said, it's a circus almost. They got hundreds of employees scouring the town, sitting at diners and stuff like that, listening to people's problems. And when they come back, they remember these faces. They get pictures of them. They say, oh, you, row 13, your dog just died, you know. Oh, my God, how do you know that? Probably because you spilled your whole damn life story while you was chowing down an apple pie, you fat ass, you know. I mean,
yeah.
How they know that.
All right, listen. I got someone. Hang on real quick. This is one of the numbers you sent me. I want to try to call them here live on the air and see what happens.
Don't dial the one. Do not dial the one.
Oh, is that what you – oh, okay. All right, so dial the one.
It's one or the other. Sometimes you have to dial the one, sometimes you don't. The whole country is going through a 10-digit change right now. But if you notice, lots of times you have to dial a full 10 digits to get those numbers.
All right,
so
I'm doing it. I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now. I'm not dialing one. We'll see what happens. All right, call failed. Still won't go through. I can't dial 1-800 numbers on Blog Talk Radio. It won't let me. But hang on. I got another one here. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on, everybody. I got another one here. Hang on. Let's see. I got an 866 number. I need a number that isn't 1-800, folks, for drug addiction. Yeah, I know, but I'm going to try it real quick.
Let me see if I can find you one. Hold on.
I know. All right, yeah, I need a number that's like, you know, like I'm calling you or something, you know? I can't call one. Blog Talk won't let me do
hey,
that.
Hey, listen, why are y'all wasting time? You know,
hang on, hang on, Minocon, hang on.
Five, they will
right,
not
go
answer.
Ahead.
Nobody's home.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Mandelicon, but we're trying at least. You know, we're trying. I'm trying to get a number here that's not a 10-digit number. I'm trying, you know, I'm something that's local, and that's what I asked Deborah Lewis. Supply me with the numbers you're calling, and of course she hung up then. So, you know, I mean, where are you, Deborah Lewis, here? Come on. I want the numbers that you're talking to. That makes you wonder, too, you know. I mean, come on. Give me the numbers that you're talking to, Deborah Lewis. And I will call them live on the radio show. Give me the extent. I mean, you know, give me the people that you're talking. The fact of the matter is that, you know, when people don't want help and they don't want it, and that's a fact of the jack, okay? They don't want help. There's nothing you could do about it. You know, look, you can't blame the government. You can't blame your next door neighbor. You can't blame your dog. You can't blame your hangnail on your toe. If you're a drug addict and you don't want help, there's nothing nobody could do for you. Nothing. Simple as that. Either you were not educated enough, or you slipped through the cracks somehow, and nobody can blame themselves for another person's actions. You can't do that. It's just like my children. Would I ever blame myself for what my I'm giving my children the best educational background I possibly can. If they don't want to listen to me and if they don't want to take my advice, that's fine. But when they hit rock bottom, there's nothing I can do. Now, granted, as a father or as a parent, you need to support them. I mean, everyone slips and falls. But when you hit rock bottom, that's a different story. You know, you got to remember, everyone makes mistakes. There's nothing, if my children make mistakes, I will be there to help them no matter what. And you know, and that's a fact. And I'm sure everyone out there would agree with me. However, when you help them and they continue to hit rock bottom, there's a time to say, I've done all I can do. Got to say goodbye. You're on your own. If you want to come back, that's up to you. And I don't know what everyone else's opinion is on that right now. But I'm going to say, when you've helped and helped and helped, and that person does not want to be helped anymore, and they basically tell you to go screw off, what do? You've got to sever ties. You got to say, hey, you know, I wish you the best, because I'm going to tell you right now, there's three places you're going to go. Jail, an institution, or a casket. Those are three places you're going to go when you're hooked on drugs. And then when you're shooting needles up and you're doing stuff like that, and you're doing meth, and there's no other, you know, that there is a dead-end road. Yes, we could blame the government all we want for promoting it, but at the same time, our minds should be strong enough to understand what we're doing wrong. You know, we have the tools, folks. What was I complaining? What was I joking about earlier on in this message? We got our cell phones stuck up our ass. We all got the internet on our cell phone. We got a library sitting in the palm of our hands. A library of knowledge. A library. Instead, it's OMG. Let me take a selfie of my ass sticking out with a thong, you know, or let me go try to pick up a girl on Facebook. Come on, man. You know, knock it off. Knowledge is power. I mean, I don't know what you all think about what I just said right there. It's up to you to give me your final comments here, because I'm going to wrap up the show here real soon. Okay, because I didn't have anything really specially programmed. I put the word out there. If you wanted to call in tonight, you got a chance to talk. And if you want to do a show next Thursday, MandelaCon, I'll give you the opportunity to do it, you know, or whoever, you know, unless we get a special guest on here. But that's up to all of you, all right? So I just want you to know, though, that what's going on here in this world today and understanding the times in which we live in today. It's a crazy place. We live in a crazy world. And if you're not going to pay attention, listen, none of us are perfect. Ain't not one of us perfect out there. Come on, man. Ain't none of us perfect out there. None of us. We all make mistakes. We're all stupid in a way. We think we're smarter than the next guy, but we're really not, because we don't listen to what the next guy has to say. So anyway, I'll let everyone wrap it up here tonight, and I'll give you 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you want to do, because we got 50 minutes left to the program, but I'm going to give everyone a chance here to speak at the end here, say what they got to say, and there's no rush unless we get some new callers here who want to call in. And I invited a lot of people. And you should be ashamed of yourself, people. You should be ashamed of yourself. And believe me, I'm going to send out a lot of messages here tonight. You asked me to come on to the radio. You asked me where I were. Where the hell were you? You know? You didn't call in. You didn't listen. And I know, because I'm scanning the boards right now. And I see a lot of people that always do listen. Yeah, I appreciate that. Some never call in and press 1. I know that. But I see a lot of others here on my call screen that do press 1, and I see you there, and I appreciate that. And I'll do the show for you again next week, for you. But to all you others out there, you should be ashamed of yourself. And, you know, there's no reason why you can't spend the time to call in and talk about the issues that we face today as a family, as friends, as a country, as a people, fighting against a system that is designed to destroy us. It's a fact. There is a system out there. You are not, you just don't get it. Many of you just don't get it. For God's sake, why don't you get it? We had Dr. Peter Ventura who tried, hello? Oh, hang on, I got money on you in line. You know? Come on, that's a pastor. That's my friend for 20 years. He didn't call back in. Has he called back in? No, he hasn't. You believe I'm going to chew his ass out when I get off this radio show? Oh, I don't want to hear you driving down the road and you're traveling. I don't want to hear that crap. I had people that wanted to hear what you had to say and you neglected to tell. And you are supposed to be a pastor, a man of God. Yeah, man of God. There are no men of God out there. Bunch of crack a crop. That's what it is. And Pope on a rope and everything else. All right, go ahead. Private caller Mike from Wisconsin. I'm going to give you a few minutes and I'll go up the line and we'll wrap up the show tonight. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. I'm just laughing what you just said. I'm thinking what do people think about this for 34 years we've been the enemy of North Korea. You know, they couldn't even talk to each other. And then Trump gets up there, calls him a couple of names, you know, tells him that his is bigger than his, if you know what I mean. And, you know, and all of a sudden the guy's like, oh, I want to meet, I want to be friends, you know, and I don't know.
Because Donald Trump, Mike, probably gave him a $25 million suitcase like we did Saddam Hussein. Remember what Saddam Hussein was found in, buried in a hole? $750 million of U.S. money. Because we love that money, don't we, Mike? We love it. Maybe they gave him a little money, you know, and they said, hey, you know what? Go ahead, keep doing what you're doing. Let's just not let the cameras know what's going on. We'll shut them up because they work for us too, technically, right? Because it's all a joke. CNN and Fox, come on. The guys, tell me something. North Korea is so secluded, and we know when they're doing a missile launch, right? You think North Korea, tell me something, Mike. You think North Korea, Kim Jong, he calls up CNN and says, hey, tomorrow morning I'm doing a nuclear test. Come take a look. I mean, how do our cameras get over there in North Korea to see those missiles launch up in the sky that are not really launching? Because they look like cartoon figures, okay? Come on, man. It's a joke. North Korea don't have no damn nuclear weapons. For God's sake, they can't even make a steak. The guy couldn't even... Didn't you hear what Glenn Beck was saying? They had to make special arrangements so he could fly to Singapore because North Korea doesn't have a jet that can fly far enough to get to Singapore. But yet they got nuclear weapons that are going to blow up the world.
He had to borrow a jet from China.
Yes. I'm glad you saw that, Mike. He had to borrow a jet from China to get to meet the Donald Trump because North Korea doesn't have any jets. They don't have the technology to build a plane that can fly 700 miles, but they got a missile that can blow up the United States. Yeah. Okay. Tell me my the big fat lie here. It's all a big fat lie. All of it.
When you start listening to what you're saying, you know, you think to yourself, you know, it's politics. One hand washes the other. And
what did I play? You know, what did I play plenty of times in my intros? What did I play? Plenty of times in my intros. What did I play? These little comedians. I mean, I got one here that's 2 minutes long, and I don't want everyone to have to listen to it again, but it's 2 minutes long. Hang on. Can everyone just stick around for 2 minutes? I'm going to get everyone to talk as long as they want, but just listen to Bill Hicks real quick.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what the promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist, capitalist scum fucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room and this little screen comes down and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film, and it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before that looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll, and then the screen goes up and the lights come up and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
All right, Mike. What do you think before I go down to the next caller here? What do you think? Pretty much sums it up, right? All right. I don't, Mike! Oh, man, we almost lost Mike. We lost him, actually. Actually, he did. We did lose him. Oh, sorry, Mike. All right, I don't know where you are. All right, go ahead, Leroy, and then Mandelicon will wrap up the show. Go ahead, Leroy, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, getting back to North Korea, they don't even have their own nuclear power plant yet. You would think a country that is starving and needs the nuclear, I mean, if they had their own nuclear power plant, think of how much money they would actually be saving to basically be producing their energy for free. So have them having nukes, if they have any, it's such a small scale that they, you know, first of all, they'd probably kill themselves trying to arm the missile. And then, you know, it'd go up and forward back down in their head any damn way. So, I mean, you know, like, it would look like a freaking Roadrunner cartoon when the coyote's trying to get their, you know, Roadrunner, blow his damn self up. But yeah, then what really got in my skin this week was old Maxine Waters up there telling anyone that supports the GOP or Trump, I mean, they should be harassed and basically inciting riots. You know, just a very few short month or two ago, Democrats were going absolutely ape shit crazy. They were beginning a riot. It starts because two non-paying customers at a Starbucks were asked to leave. But now, since Huckabee's daughter, last name Sanders now, got kicked out of Red Hen, and then they followed her family to another restaurant and continued to harass them. Everyone's cheering. I mean, what the hell? They closed down a bakery because they refused to serve a gay person. But it's okay if Democrats do this shit. But as soon as somebody else does it, it's, oh, hell, we got to riot. We got to burn the place down. We got to kick them out of office. And one comment I've seen on Facebook, and I bite my tongue. I don't respond to these people half the time, was, well, when Obama was in office, he was making fun of his orangutan children and this and that, calling them black this, black that. No, there is nobody on national TV saying that like there is about Donald Trump. So don't give me that bullshit that was going on. There's people on national award shows now saying, fuck Trump, F Trump, I'm going to kick his ass. Oh, Robert De Niro, the has-been actor. You know, who are you talking to? You know, who the hell are you talking to, you midget? If it wasn't for the camera, shit, Donald Trump would probably piss over your head. But anyway, you get all these actors now on these talk shows and award shows. everything else, saying what they want, free will, calling Trump Hitler and everything else. When that was Hank Williams said that one time, they didn't even make a general gesture saying Obama was Hitler, just sort of compared to what he was doing to Hitler. He got kicked off ESPN. He got kicked off everything. They did away with his Monday Night Football theme. But anybody could do it against Trump. You know, it's a double standard they live in, and people are starting to get tired of it now, I believe. I see more and more people getting tired of it, and more – it's turning away more and more Democrats, actually, because, you know, they don't want to be associated with that. Not any true loving, you know, human loving Democrat anyway. You get the hardcore ones like Maxine Waters and her followers and Hillary Clinton supporters and you know, Bernie, future week of fail-in signs going around everywhere. They'll go for that shit, but – I mean, you know, the problem is Trump's president, whether you like it or not. Like Bitbanker says, he was probably selected, not elected. But he is the president. As an American citizen, it is your duty to support him and hope he does a good damn job. If he doesn't, give him hell. But until then, if he's not your president, find another damn country to move to real quick. Because, you know, I'll give you 10 weeks in another country. Your ass will be back here real quick. That's the way it is. Then another study I heard this morning, United States is ranked 10th in assault against women. Rape, assault, anything. How in the hell is that even possible? I can name about 9-10 countries right off the top of my head that treat women. Hell, in India, raping your neighbor's wife is legal. Come on, you could chop your wife's head off and take it to the police station so they can, you know, identify her, and you could get away with it. In certain countries in Africa, 60% of the people are still slaves. Well, say half of them are women. Only logical to think like that. So how in the hell would the United States be number 10 on that list? As the stupid shit that the media puts out there like that people actually believe in, because they're too stupid to see past their own damn nose. And it's like you said, they're buried in their Facebook. And if it's on Facebook on their phone, it's gospel. It's true. It had to happen just like that. So let's share it. Let's share it out to other idiots so other idiots can believe it. You know, if there ever was another civil war or a war against Republicans or Democrats, it wouldn't be no war. You'd have all these freaking snowflakes hiding in their damn freaking parents' basement going, look, I got a safety pin. You can't shoot me. This is a gun-free zone. It'd be over the day it started. So other than that, it's just you got – I listen to more music now, 60s, 70s rock on the way to work, because the news just makes you mad. You know, it makes your blood boil when you hear something. You know it ain't true. And that's my advice to everybody. Turn the fucking news off and start listening to some music, you know.
There you go. All right. Well, I gave him his chance. All right, Mandela Khan, you get your chance now. Yeah, I guess you get 5 or 10 minutes, just like Leroy. Go ahead. And then Mike, he's back. So go ahead, Mandela Khan. Go ahead.
Understanding the times in which we live going into July. Freedom, justice, and independence on 4th of July, right? Now, I really appreciate your last entry as you represent the Confederate flag. As you told the people, y'all go back and listen. He said, I give everybody freedom of speech, freedom of expression. And Mandela Khan, if you want to host next Thursday, you can. Joe Gibson, let's sign this verbal contract next Thursday. It's the Matriarch and the Mighty Pain. We would love to host on your program. Now, equally as important, I know that there are some super crocs and predators, veterans and cops from Talk Real Shitty, TRS, who don't have a solution. They attempt to prevent, after 6 years, Tyrone Thompson, my freedom of speech and freedom of expression. And they represent red, white, and blue. Isn't it extraordinary that Joe Gibson put in the archives to everyone who's listening that Mandela Khan and anyone else under understanding the sign of tense which we live, Joe Gibson, on June, the end of this month, the summer solstice, the age of Aquarius, the age of Cain, he said the system, not white people, not black people, is wrong. It's the rotten, filthy social system. And Joe Gibson has given freedom of speech and freedom of access to his network, and he represents the Confederate flag. And that's a beautiful thing. But most people
under the red, white, and blue. They have rules, regulations, and restrictions, and they won't open up their channel, their communication, for freedom of expression and freedom of everyone say what you need to say. How do I know that? Tonight is blues night, news night in TRS. And my network controls this goddamn country, and I don't care who don't like it. And I'm serious about this, understanding the signs and the times in which we live, because you and another guy talked about North Korea. But let me talk about Donald Trump and Russia, because we can't let Donald Trump, they say he's the fall guy. He's going to, be the Hitler. That's not true. He's helping us remember. Because if you look at the Koreans, there's North and South. In our municipality, county, city, states, there are South Koreans doing business in America. Not North Koreans. They are South Koreans. And remember, a lot of people used to say that Russia was the bear. And then they said China. Remember? China is the surrogate, the leader of North Korea and the Asian Economic Pacific Corporation, China. China can field 200 million soldiers to saturate the earth, and they can shoot stuff all over the globe in white people's world. China. But y'all talking about North Korea. See, you're going to make this little guy the boogeyman like you did Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, Muammar Gaddafi, and now you're going to do it to Hafez al-Assad, Bashar al-Assad, right, in Syria. But see, Russia is the bear that controls the so-called weapons that the European Union are not in control of. And Russia never put black people in slavery. Russia is not European. Russia is in North Africa. China is in South Africa. And China and Russia is joining forces. So whoever went to South Vietnam or North Korea, South Korea, it's the same as the east side, the west side, the north side, and the south side. Who divided people into sides and borders? It certainly wasn't China. It certainly wasn't Russia. It certainly wasn't North Korea. Who made people with borders and people who have to have a passport, a visa, a green card, or have their immigration status updated? Who did that? I'll tell you who. It was the European Union, the Pope, and the King of England, exactly and precisely. So if you're a Hebrew Israelite, more Muslim and Christian, I don't care if you're black or white, gay, straight, or life, we are people without borders, just like doctors without borders. We are people without borders because we all desire the same thing. What is that?
All right, but now, John, they're going to cut me off real soon. So we got one other caller. So take 1 minute, please. Wrap it up.
Okay. When it comes to what people really want, understand the sign of which we live, they want to be left alone. They want the most access to communication, water, food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, which Mother Earth provides for everyone. And if rats, roaches, and flies, mosquitoes, and ants, and animals, and plants don't have to pay a penny for access to Mother Earth, in order for the people to remember, you have to realize that capitalism based on imperialism is the enemy of everybody on the planet. And I am here to help you remember. We're going to get out of this without firing a shot in the bloodless revolution because the Masonic order of the patriarch is wrong. The black men and black men and white men and white men, they stole Mother Earth from all the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. That has to be overturned. That's the rotten, filthy social system that has the whole world upside down. And we got the exigency now of remembering of Ethiopia will stretch forth her hands and rule the world. So next Thursday, we want to host, and I thank you, Jim Gibson, and Tyrone, all your rascals and minions, your super clocks, you have to follow that blueprint because equal access to communications, that's what we have to do so we can put everything on the table. Because
Mandelkon, is he broadcasting tonight? Is this Tyrone and is TRS broadcasting tonight? Do you know him?
They broadcast every night, every single night. They in the chat room.
All right, I'm going to attack his show tonight. I'm going to attack his show tonight.
Well,
I'm tired of his minions. I'm tired of it.
They're on in overtime until the wee hours of the morning after 12 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
But see,
all right, Mandelica, I know where Tyrone lives. I know what he drives. I got a picture of his car even.
Okay,
so,
Joe,
hold
that information.
Hey,
Joe, please hold that information. Because I told him 6 years ago when Tommy showed him my oil was the boogeyman. I'm the boogeyman now. I told him under my contract, he didn't sign it. I will destroy your ass, Tyrone Thompson, with the people. I'm gonna give him this final chance. I don't want you to attack his show, Joe. I want everyone to explain to Tyrone Thompson that the People's Revolution is not black. And you cannot deny white people, brown people, red people, or yellow people from having access to talk real solutions. Tyrone Thompson, if you continue your way, I'm going to destroy your goddamn ass. Much love, much respect. Thank
you,
Joe. All
right, I got a private caller. Yeah, I got a private caller here. Private
caller, I don't know who this is. This might be Mike again. I don't know. Private caller, go ahead, because I got 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's me, Joe.
All right, go ahead. I had two private callers. One dropped. He just couldn't wait, so too bad for him. But go ahead, Mike, 2 minutes, and I'm going to wrap up the program, all right?
Okay. I don't really have much to say, but all I want to say is come back. So, even though
I lost you. I'm losing you. You're breaking up on me.
I said, it's always a good show, and we're glad to have you back.
All right, good. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Everyone heard that. That's great. Listen, we'll try to do another show next Thursday, God willing, of course. Listen, tell a friend about the show. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people we told here tonight, and that goes for you, Mandelicon, too. I'm trying to give your people a voice, and, you know, they weren't here. I think a couple people queued in. But they weren't here, and I see my usual followers here down,
Joe, that was a last-minute commercial. People have to remember, because they're busy. They're doing a lot of stuff, and they're under stress.
I know. And remember I said that, though. But hang on, Mandelicon, what's more important here? Getting the voice out there, getting the word heard, busy? What? Get the cell phones out of your ass, you know? Get off the Facebook.
Yeah
I understand if you're out there working. I understand that. But you know what? You got a voice here, and this show is popular, and we got a big following here. So anyway, all right, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. I'm going to go ahead and end the episode. But anyway, next Thursday we'll try to do it again. We will. I'll stay in touch with you, Mandelicon. I will, I promise. And thank you, Leroy Dickinson, for your contribution here tonight. Mike, also, Deborah Lewis, she disappeared on me. I don't know where she went. And I had a bunch of other people here. Hey, listen, stay tuned to the show. If you need a voice, we're here for you. Good night. Understanding the times in which we live in today.
Much love, much respect to everybody. Much love, much respect.